Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Heinkamp, and I come to you from my Dominican hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Lent, March 16th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Evangelist John, where he writes in his Gospel, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed that what Jesus said to him, and he left. The gospel today brings us into a moment of urgency, fear, and quiet transformation. A royal official comes to Jesus with a desperate plea. His son is dying. He travels a long distance, leaving behind position, dignity, and certainty, driven by the most powerful force in the human heart, the love that refuses to surrender hope. But before granting the request, Jesus speaks words that sound almost severe. "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." At first, this feels like a rebuke. Yet beneath the surface, it is not condemnation, it is a revelation. Jesus is naming a condition of the human heart. We want evidence, we want visible assurance, we want God to prove himself before we trust him. The official does not argue theology, he does not defend his faith, he simply answers, "Sir, come down before my child dies." This is the prayer of the suffering heart, simple, urgent, unpolished. It is the prayer of every parent, every spouse, every soul who has ever stood at the edge of loss. And then something remarkable happens. Jesus does not go with him. He does not perform a visible miracle. He gives only a word. "You may go. Your son will live." And the gospel tells us the man believed what Jesus said to him and left. This is the turning point of the story. The miracle begins before the healing happens. The miracle is faith. He walks away with nothing but a promise. No proof, no sign, no visible change, only the word of Jesus. This is the faith Lent invites us into. Most of us want God to come down into our situation immediately, to fix the illness, to resolve the conflict, to remove the uncertainty. But often the Lord does not come down in the way we expect. Instead, he gives us a word. "Trust me. Go in peace. Do not be afraid. Your child will live. Your life is held. I am with you." And then he asks us to walk home on that word. The distance between Cana and Capernaum was about 20 miles. Imagine that journey. Every step could have been filled with doubt. What if nothing has changed? What if I misunderstood? What if I trusted too quickly? Faith is not the absence of these thoughts. Faith is continuing to walk on anyway. Later, when the servant met him and tells him that the boy recovered, at the exact hour Jesus spoke, the official realizes something profound. The word of Christ was already at work while he was still on the road. This is very often how grace moves in our life. While we wait, while we walk, while we worry, God is already acting. There is also a deeper movement in this gospel. At first, the official believes because he hopes for a miracle, but after the healing, the text says, he and his whole household came to believe. The miracle did not create faith, it deepened it. Signs are meant not to replace faith, but to lead us into a deeper relationship. The danger Jesus warns about is not the desire for help. It is the temptation to believe only when we see, and to withdraw trust when life offers no visible reassurance. Many of us are walking the road between Cana and Capernaum right now. We are praying for someone who is suffering. We are waiting for healing, for clarity, reconciliation, or direction. We have asked the Lord to come down, and instead, he has given us a quiet word. Lent asks us a gentle but searching question. Can you trust the word of Jesus even before you see the outcome? Contemplative faith does not chase constant signs. It listens. It receives the word. It carries that word into the ordinary steps of daily life. And often, only later, we look back and realize the Lord was already at work while I was still walking. There is one more subtle grace in this story. The official came asking Jesus to come down. But the real miracle is that Christ does not need to be physically present to act. His word carries his presence. This is the mystery we live every day. We do not see him with our eyes, yet his word heals, his grace moves, his life reaches into places we cannot see. Faith, then, is not blind. It is trust in a presence that works beyond what is visible. As we continue our Lenten journey, perhaps the Lord is inviting us to name the place where we are still asking for proof before trust. And perhaps he is speaking quietly to each of us today. Go. Your life will live. Your prayer is heard. Your future is held. Walk in peace. The question is not whether God will act. The question is whether we will walk home believing in his word. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know the fears we carry, the prayers we repeat, the situations that feel urgent and fragile. We confess that we often want signs before trust, certainty before surrender, answers before faith. Give us the grace to believe your word even when we cannot see the outcome. When the road feels long, steady our steps. When doubt rises, remind us that you are already at work. Teach us the quiet faith that walks in peace, the patient heart that trusts your timing, the contemplative spirit that rests in your presence. Heal what is wounded in our lives, strengthen those for whom we pray, and lead us step by step from signs to deeper trust. from fear to surrender, from waiting to quiet confidence in you. For you are the Lord who speaks life, the Word who heals at a distance, and the Presence who walks with us even when we cannot see. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we reflect over a passage of Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our lives and our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.